Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. A violent first day of summer in Harlem. Four people were shot near a playground, including two teens.
Four young men recovering this morning after a shooting in Harlem. But people in the neighborhood say they're not surprised.
This ain't the first time right over here.
Police say it happened before 2 a.m. at West 143rd Street and Lenox Avenue.
It's all these young kids.
Two teenagers and two people in their 20s were all shot and taken to Harlem Hospital in stable condition.
And it's probably all over. This one wearing the wrong color. This one wearing red. This one can't wear blue.
The NYPD is still investigating what led up to the shooting. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
A body has now been found in the rubble of a Bronx home that was engulfed in flames. Neighbors heard an explosion Friday afternoon in the house on East 160th Street. The FDNY says firefighters conducted an extensive rescue operation after being told members of the family were inside. A rear wall collapsed during the search and firefighters were ordered to leave. The body was found today during the continuing operations at the site. The person has not yet been identified. The cause is still under investigation. A 36-year-old mother was stabbed to death in Brooklyn. Police say they found Maria Santos Rivera just after 9 a.m. with her throat slashed inside her home on 85th Street in Bay Ridge. Neighbors in the tight-knit community say they heard screams before the police arrived. They say Rivera was a mother of two and worked overnight shifts, her kids 3 and 17. So far, no arrests and no word on any possible motive. Police are still investigating. Well, today is the last day for early voting in the New York City primary. You have until 5 tonight to cast a ballot or wait until Election Day on Tuesday. Mayor Mamdani voted yesterday, telling reporters.
I'm going to be keeping my vote in this race between myself, the ballot, and that incredible pen that the Board of Elections gives to every voter.
Among the races drawing attention are New York's 10th congressional district, where former New York City Comptroller Brad Lander is challenging two-term Congressman Dan Goldman. In the 7th congressional district, candidates are looking to replace Nydia Velazquez, who plans to retire at the end of her term. The 12th congressional district is also up for grabs. Jerry Nadler didn't seek another term. A man has died after falling during a concert at Madison Square Garden. Police say the 51-year-old plunged from an elevated position and was unconscious and unresponsive when EMS crews arrived. It's not known how he fell. The rock band Goose was on stage at the time. The show was not interrupted. The band later posted on Instagram saying they were deeply saddened and heartbroken to learn of the tragic event. Could we see a bronze statue of Jalen Brunson outside the Garden? One diehard Knicks fan is pushing for it. Benjamin Cohen is the founder of the popular New Yorker social media channels. He even pressed Mayor Mamdani about it in a recent interview.
Mr. Mayor, the Knicks just won the championship the first time since 1973. Everyone wants a Jalen Brunson statue. Can you make it happen?
I can't make that promise yet. I can't promise.
Cohen said he already has a Brooklyn artist ready to do it. He also says he has a commitment from the owner of a commercial building near MSG to put the statue up. But Cohen is hoping the city and MSG will place it right in front of the Garden. Well, it is a day to celebrate dad or the father figure in your life. So how exactly will most people spend the day?
Happy Father's Day to me. I have had the perfect day so far, so appreciate my wife more than anything.
Just been a beautiful day in New York City, so couldn't ask for much more.
My son is 3 years old, so I've been father for 3 years now. It's been definitely an adventure.
Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads. A poll by Uncle Giuseppe Restaurant found that 87% of fathers plan to fire up the grill. More than half, 59%, are willing to let someone else do the actual grilling so they can relax.
Simply empty your mind.
Well, people have managed to tune out the noise at the crossroads of the world.
In the heart of one of the busiest intersections in the world, thousands of people are rolling out their mats for peace, balance, and the summer solstice.
You just lay there, you either close your eye, you look up in the sky.
Solstice in Times Square, Mind Over Madness Yoga, is celebrating more than 20 years in Times Square.
Breath can not only amp us up, but slow us down, right?
What started with just three people in 2003 has grown into an all-day event event stretching across Broadway and 7th Avenue.
Being here in this craziness, Times Square, was sort of the vortex of so many different kinds of energies, and yet these people are pretty concentrated.
7 free yoga sessions are happening throughout the day. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
5 people have been injured in a car crash in Brooklyn. It happened around 9:30 this morning when a minivan smashed into the entrance of a Chase Bank on Hemlock and Fulton Streets in Cypress Hills. The Department of Buildings was notified. Crews are checking the stability of the building now. 4 of the 5 people injured went to the hospital for minor injuries. It's not clear what caused the crash.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.